For NSPR News, I'm Ken DeVall. What does an ICE agent look like? What kind of car do they drive? Can they legally enter a courthouse? A new guide answers those questions. It was created by Chico Salt and the Chico News and Review to help North State residents identify and respond to encounters with federal immigration agents. NSPR Serena Grossi spoke with the authors, Leslie Layton, editor of Chico Soul, and Ken McGree, a freelance reporter with the Chico News and Review. McGree said they published the manual in response to confusion and after the CNNR's reporting on the deportation of Paulo Frutos Perez, who lived in Orland.
Paulo was a 56-year-old farm worker who'd been in Butte County for several decades. He had a family. One of his sons is a Marine. The other one's a college graduate. His wife and his daughter both work for Butte County. But his own status was compromised. ICE came and picked him up very early in the morning. We found out that ICE won't do raids in the middle of the night, but they will start as early as 4 a.m. But they were parked just outside of his residence and waiting for him to come out to work. And once he came out to get into his truck, that's when they confronted him and took him away. And we wrote about that pretty extensively in the article, What Happened to Paulo, which was published in News and Review back in May. And you can still find it online.
There's just so many rumors going around. You know, most parts of California now have these rapid response networks that make sure everything is verified and we're not just constantly creating panic in immigrant communities with rumors.
Seeing that Butte County and other areas of the North State are more rural than some areas that are having massive deportation rates like Los Angeles, did that factor into this guide at all?
Absolutely. And up here, people feel very isolated. I've heard from a number of people that they're scared right now, and they're not necessarily undocumented. Some people are scared because they have brown skin and they could, you know, we've seen citizens get swept up in raids. Even having legal status isn't a guarantee of safety at this point. So I think in these rural California areas where people feel very isolated, it was so important to have a clearinghouse for resources.
I believe you mentioned earlier, Leslie, that there's kind of a lot of just fear and rumors sparked where sometimes people will say that there is ICE presence and it won't necessarily be verified. I'm curious about how exactly that impacted the reporting here.
Yeah, it did, because one of the problems with this is that ICE is moving around in unmarked cars and they often don't display badges, and it just leaves it up to everyone's imagination. So it became really important to, you know, let people know what is likely, where they take the information if they suspect they see ICE, because they probably won't be in a vehicle marked ICE, and what their rights are.
Yeah, I was also surprised at some of the things we found out when we did research. For example, ICE personnel do not have to show their badges, even if they're brandishing a gun. They simply have to have a badge in their possession. And they are allowed to mask themselves for the reasons of their own protection, their own safety. One of the tactics they use, they call ruses, R-U-S-E. It's really a lie, justified by administrative policies. Law enforcement typically use ruses, like claiming to be a different kind of federal worker, just to get in the house, just to get access.
Are there any other kind of surprising things you guys found out through your research? Anything notable that maybe people in Butte County might not know when it comes to ICE?
Yeah, one of the things I found out is that when people go to court, ICE will go to the federal courthouses. So one of the things that the guide warns people about is if you're a person who you think ICE may be looking for, do not accompany somebody else to a courthouse, because you might get picked up also. One of the things we wanted to do was give information to people who want to help, that may not be at risk, but they just somehow sympathize and want to help. For example, if you're going to film a detention in progress, we suggest not filming the person who's being detained, but keeping your phone camera on the ICE agents themselves and not getting too close, because again, ICE agents will use that term safety to justify any number of activities.
If someone is in a situation where they hear a rumor that like ICE might be in Butte County, where should they go to find whether or not it is true?
They should go to the NorCal Resist Rapid Response Network website. And if they have any information, they should submit it to Rapid Response, who will then try to verify if ICE is up here and put witnesses on the scene.
That was Leslie Layton with Chico Soul and Ken McGree with the Chico News and Review, speaking with NSPR's Serena Grossi. You can find a link to their guide on their websites and at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.